There was a blinding flash as lightning hit somewhere near the house. The thunder was instant and ear-splitting. She yelped in surprise, knocking her knee against the cabinet and dropping the flower to the floor. Then the lights went out. "Oh, perfect," she said. She couldn't see a thing. But when she pushed her toe forward on the floor, she could feel the pile of flour. What a mess. And the flashlight was in the car. She chided herself under her breath for not foreseeing the need for light. Once she'd heard the storm warnings earlier this evening. But rummaging blindly through the junk drawer, she did find 2 candles and a book of matches and got them lit. She sighed when she saw, through the dim flickering light, the mess the flower had made. "Later for you," she said to the flower. Well, with no power, she couldn't cook, so she supposed she would just get back to her book. Then she heard the knock on the door. "Who would be out in all this?" she asked, peeking around the kitchen door, holding her candle. She felt like the victim in a slasher film in her little nightshirt. Whoever it was knocked again, more insistently this time, then banged. She crept up to the door and peeked out, but it was too dark. She couldn't see anyone, just vague shapes moving in the dark. Common sense told her to ignore it. Go upstairs, lock herself in her room, cell phone in hand. Who knew what kind of crazies would come out in this weather? But a voice on the other side of the door said,
"Can we come in? Is anyone there? My friend here is hurt."
A low, rough voice that seemed stressed. Half of her wanted to open the door right now. Someone hurt? Out there in the storm? Her better nature demanded she offer help and shelter. But the other half of her was still scared. She couldn't do it. She couldn't reach for the doorknob and unlock it, and let a stranger in that she could not even see. She knew what she'd do. If she hurried, she could get upstairs, get dressed, and grab the nightstick she kept under the bed. It wasn't much protection, more psychological than anything. But living out here by herself, she always felt like she needed something, just in case. And now was certainly a just-in-case moment. Shielding her candle so it didn't blow out, she hurried to the stairs. The banging on the door grew louder.
"Ain't there anybody home? We saw your lights on before the power went out. Come on now, can't you help? My buddy's hurt real bad."
She froze halfway up the stairs. What was she thinking? Middle of the night, 2 strange men. She assumed there were 2. She'd only heard the 1 voice, but there could be a whole army out there. And her plan was to open the door? Even dressed and with her stick, it made no sense. She should just call the police right now. If this was a real emergency, they'd need an ambulance anyhow. And if it was a scam, if this were something dangerous, then she definitely would need their help. She reached for her pocket, where she usually kept her phone. Except she didn't have pockets, because she wasn't wearing pants. Her phone was downstairs in the kitchen. She was torn by indecision. Go upstairs, get dressed, get the stick, prepare to defend herself? Go to the kitchen, grab the phone, and dial for the police as fast as she could? It turned out there was a 3rd option. One that took the decision out of her hands entirely. She heard a key in the lock. Heard the creak of the hinges. And realized whoever was outside had found the key under the flower pot on the porch. They were coming inside.